how y'all are doing today. So finally, Big Brother Ninja Season 6 Shine Ya has finally ended. I'm a huge fan of most of them, but then at the same time, Kilo D, congratulations to the winner and the top five, six, actually it was six, okay, the top six finalists and all. And if you're a fan, if you are saying you're a fan, if your fave was part of them, congratulations. Please just let us hear what. So, how we doing? It's your girl, Sarah. My friends call me Luna, and this is Podcast with No Name. I feel you right there, baby. You're looking all glowed up. You braless, right? I see you. Boy, you shitless. But some damn shit, bro. Oh, guys, I miss you every single time I don't get to record or something. I miss you guys so much. Oh, why am I sounding like this? Okay, so today I was, you know, thinking, I was like, what was I going to talk about? I've been thinking of topics. I've been trying to, like, get content, you know, ready and all. But this particular one that I want to talk about today has to do with what I know a whole lot of us are feeling, or we majorly like go through one way or the other. Sorry for the So basically what I want to talk about is how to handle setbacks. It's like this. There are times when I would not even say you're going through setbacks, but you feel like you're going through certain times. Like, I mean, it's like you're not doing the right thing. I don't know if you get me. Like, I recently had this, that moment where I felt like I wasn't doing anything. Like, I have a whole lot of my friends. Like, I don't just mean friends. These are people who are talented, brilliant, smart. Shout out to y'all, man. Like, these are people that they are doing one thing or the other. They are making waves, breaking records. And I'm like, bro, I'm just at home. I'm like, I'm at home. I'm not doing anything. I'm watching Netflix. If you need, best I give me a password. I for this change password. God, don't go on a change password. God, I'm not a password for anything. And, you know, please let us give a shout. I mean, let's give a shout out to those who give us their passwords. We that we are not a phone part of the owner or anything. I want to say thank you. But please, if you change password, at least let us know that you changed your password. Give us the second. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And also, you know, so many annoying things. Like, see, people are doing so good and they're like, I'm not doing anything. Like, I'm just literally at home, eating. I'm so sorry, I've been really sleepy and all, and it's just crazy. And you're like, what are you doing? I'm like, what am I doing? What exactly am I doing? And I even had to chat with my friends, like, oh, I need a job, I need something. I mean, I cannot have things. People are like, oh, you have things going for me. I'm like, really? I really do have things going for me. I did not know that. I didn't even know that I had things going for me, because I definitely did not have things going for me. And it was like, I mean, you're hosting what? No, you said, ain't paying no bills. There ain't no bills being paid, because there ain't no event that I'm hosting. Let's get that right, you know. And it's crazy. It's so depressing. That's the right word. It's depressing, because you're like, do you think you're doing the right thing? And then you see motivational speakers on Instagram or social media generally. Sorry about that again. I've really been feeling sleepy. I'm so sorry. But I just have to drop this for y'all, you know. I hope you guys this one. And so back to what I was saying. And this Instagram motivational speakers, I do not mean the ones who tell you the plant rice, harvest beans thing. No, not that. I mean, people actually tell you that you're doing good, you just have to, you know, wait a minute, you know, it's a process. Girl, I know it's a process, but it can feel like a process to me because I do not feel like I'm doing something. So if I'm not doing something, obviously gonna be a process or something. Like, I don't get you. There's no process if there ain't something, and I don't feel like I'm doing something. So shout out to them though. But that point, you're like, it feels like you're not doing anything. But I'm like, don't make it seem like we're not doing something. We know that we're not doing something, but then at the same time, we also know that we are doing something. Is that weird? Do I sound stupid? I hope I don't sound stupid to my listeners. So this particular thing's come in your head. Sorry, and you're wondering, what's going on? How do I get on with it? You know, get on and all. And I tell myself something. Drink water. Take a shipping and re-strategize. I mean, I sat down and I realized that, okay, so there's no job coming in. I mean, I was a voiceover artist, nothing was coming in, and no event, no even 9-to-5 job or something. There was nothing literally going on for me. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to continue doing my podcast, you know. That's going to give me like a positive vibe, you know. Yeah, give me positive vibes. I should go and appreciate it. And I'm going to do things that make me happy. I'm going to read books. I mean, now when I say read books, I don't just mean read books. I don't mean read Miles and Bones or Harley Quinn. See, those books are really nice, not particularly healthy for your brain and all, but let's put it this way. You need to read books that will actually help you grow. You see, when you read Harley Quinn and Miles and Bones, just for the fun of it, once in a while, if you feel you want to, you know, like, take a chill pill, like I said the first time, take a chill pill, okay. But when I say read a book, read books that actually, like, inspire you and motivate you to do something better. Read Smart Money Woman, something that helps you with your finance. Rich Man, Poor Dad, say Rich Man, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, read books like that. Books that actually, like, quicken your thinking. I'm not to give a fuck, sorry for that language, but that's what the book says. So books like that, that's the books, those are the books that you should actually like focus on, you know. Read books that are actually inspiring, you know. Go online, check journals, not long journals that will take your time and then you lose interest. Check journals that actually inspire. Read people's story. As much as Kim Kardashian might be the, you know, no, I don't want to say anything, but then at the same time, she's got a story. Everyone has a story. It's inspiring, it can be hilarious, but they've got a story anyways. And some way, somehow, you will learn something from one person's story or the other. Beyonce's story is really interesting. Even MJ, Michael Jackson's story is interesting, as much as it might have gone through some. Rest in peace, daddy. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you gotta like check things that will motivate you and, you know, wave your brain, you know, put it up like, okay, check your T Doll, check Shola Shokbo Wale, check Mo Abudu, check the likes of Jemima Sunde Adetsuwa, Funkatkin Jele. There's so many little women you can even check out. If a woman like me, I like checking out women because we've got, you know, their stories are relatable to. And check out men, so many men. A whole, like, you could check Obama's story and it's like you just pumped in so much gas into, like, your head is like bringing out so many things. I feel like it's important that you do stuff like that. Read books and check people's story that will motivate you. It might seem fake or someone might be lying or something. And you know this thing about, you know, the trend whereby people like giving a motivational story, you know, a story that's not even real at all. I'm so sorry. And everyone's like, oh, they are lying and all. I always say something, you are lying or not, I've picked what I want to pick from your story. It might be fake, but to some, in someone else's story, it might actually be real. So I'm not going to take every dips that you've dropped as true, but at the same time, if it's going to be useful to me, yeah, all right, I'm picking it up, like, I'm taking it. So yeah, that's it. Take a chill pill, you know, try not to feel pressured. Like I said the first time, don't feel pressured, baby. It's normal, it happens a whole lot of time. Even people you think are so successful, they also feel like they're not doing anything. So calm down and then re-strategize. Like I said earlier, read a book, you know, read a book. And after that, what next? You've read, please, by the way, you are reading book, you are not jotting down. My dad always says something. No, I will not say he says it. My dad is a reader, is someone who reads a whole lot, like someone that reads a whole lot, and he does this thing with his highlight pen, and he highlights so many times, you know. And I always love that. Even I'm not highlighting pen, I'll take a pen or a biro. I say biro. I take a pencil, correct. Anyways, you are bo. I did ni koko. I take these things and I use them, and I pick what I want to pick from it, and I work hard towards it. I have a diary, and if you want a diary, I could get you. Well, I will not get you one. Me alone. Where I will. I'll drop in a link where I don't know if she has dropped our diaries yet, but it's a Dear God, Dear Diary thing. So she's dropping it very soon. I mean, I should drop it. Anyways, I'll drop it in the link below so you can check out her page and, you know, be order for your own diary. And, you know, your diary, and, you know, writing it. Diary is not only just about your life history and whole. You can't say, is it a journal? Diary journal. Well, from there, you get what I'm saying? You put it there. Stuff like that. Same stuff like that. Just do stuff like that. Then the third one and the least. No. Is that the third one? That's where you now put those things into action. How have you been doing things before? Then you check it and with what you already have knowledge about, try and re-strategize. Okay, what do I need to correct? What do I need to improve on? Do I need to get more graphics? I know. See, another thing. And then there's a problem when it comes to this particular step where you're asking yourself, Kosovo, sack one nice one. Ha! Don't even get me started, because Sakma is a nice one. Sakma is a nice one. I felt it. Like, I was not broke. I was broke. And I'm not going to say I'm not broke, but I'm reaching the Lord at the moment. God has just been faithful. That's all I can say about this, Papa. When you don't have enough money going, do the things you can still do. Like, now I also do the food blogging. I've not taken it like entirely serious, but right now if I just sit down and start doing, you don't need to go and be buying cheese. You know how much cheese is? You know, cheese is. Don't do stuff like that. You can, you know, get little PBs and boil and do akara, fry akara. Make pap is 15 naira. If you know you cannot even, you don't have fat, don't go and buy 15 naira pap. You make something little. Your picture doesn't need to be the most perfect one, like Diary of a Kitchen Lover, Matsy Cooks, or Kitchen Muse or something. Those people they are using camera. Their phone is iPhone 13, iPhone 12. But we know what we are using. We are using Tecno. I see I did. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I'm yawning in this video, in this audio. I'm so sorry. So basically, do something. Don't sit at home. Don't just not do nothing. If you write like me also, you're getting a writer. Try as much as possible to scribble. Yes, I have a whole lot of writer's block. My writer's block, like I have this writer's block in the way, but I'm in the middle of writing a really amazing piece. I'm like, why did you have like WhatsApp and Instagram and Facebook? Why do you have? Why now? I'll try and not listen to 74 billion naira, but $30, that doesn't mean you show off. That's how bad my writer's block is, but I still try as much as possible to scribble down things, and, you know, and I journey to get that later. No, do not stop thinking of ideas, and no, don't let that hinder you. You get what I'm saying? So yes, basically that's that part. And this is just a bonus one. This bonus one is, don't, because you feel be left behind or your friends are being progressive, because your friends are, you know, making progress and it seems you are not, then you caught them off. Is it like that? Don't do things like that. It's not supposed to be that way. There are better ways you can handle it. Be happy. Actually, there's no better way for you than to be happy. English is correct. Forgive me, but basically, you guys get, like, be happy for that person, because for me, my friends, a friend of mine said, you've got skills that are set, like set skills. English does not mean to get it, but, and it's like, it's just meaning the job part. I'm like, yeah, I know, right? But at the same time, and he is doing really amazing. I have so many of my friends that I'm like, you guys are busting my head. Like, you're making me super duper freaking proud. And in all sincerity, I couldn't be like less proud of these people. They're like goals at the moment, and it's great for me, like really great for me. So I think that's what I look forward to, you know, being, to doing, to being inspired about. They inspire me. So see your friends as, you know, a source of inspiration. The way I see, you see all those celebrities and all, see this your friends as, they might not have big wins like that, but everything that they do that is big for them should be big for you as their friend. So find happiness for them in it, and girl, boy, you'll be fine. So I really hope I was able to like help you guys with something. I hope you guys have picked something. Even if you didn't pick anything, at least pick one thing. Take a sheepy. Talk about if everyone can come and so take a sheepy. Okay, that's it for today. I feel so glad. I'm sorry about the yawning. I saw yawning though. About yawn. I'm not being Nigerian anymore. Let be me. I'm really sorry, and I really hope that you guys are like, I really hope you guys like enjoyed today's episode. And yes, let's go back to me being serious. Okay, basically, it's simple. We're done for today's episode. Why does it seem like as if I'm on YouTube? No, it's not like that. Why am I talking to myself? Okay, guys, you can follow me on my social media and do on Instagram, which is Luna Akins. On Twitter, that they are finally, you know, brought back. Luna Akins 25. And you can also, you know, listen to every other episode on Podcast With No Name on all podcast platforms. Anchor, new Google Podcast, new Spotify, new Apple Podcast, new everything. Literally just search Podcast With No Name and boom, you got it right, baby. You got it there. So if you want to talk to me, I know my social media hand is open and we could have conversations. Talk to me. I'm open for collaborations. Like, your girl is ready to collaborate with all of you. If it's bringing money and you know everything that is serious. Thank you guys so much. I really do appreciate it. Kisses. Bye. I don't know I'm doing this thing that YouTubers do these days, but then, peace out.